the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM. When the mountains
look so big. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday. We want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. Today's Modern Worship, we pray that you are having a marvelous, glorious, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious type of day. If you aren't, we're glad that you tuned in so we can leave you 30 minutes from now in better shape than you were when you got here. So we are going to we're going to be in the book of Job today, verse number 37, but I promise you it's not going to be discouraging or depressing or any of that sort of stuff. We are going to share a message with you that hopefully will challenge you and let you know there's a possibility that God can make your situation better, because that is what he wants to do. I want to take just a moment to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God this Sunday morning. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We have worship service at 10:30. And we are going to be having a little bit of a send-off this week. Here in the very near future, one of our families is being reassigned. Patriotically serve our country, and they have been given a new assignment. The person in charge of that assignment never called me, never asked for my permission or anything like that, but they are going to be leaving us here in the very near future, and so we're gonna be thanking them for their service. God has really been doing a wonderful thing in their life. And we're going to miss them immensely, but we are grateful that they are serving our country, and know that God is going to bless them in their new assignment, and hopefully they will be returning here once that assignment is completed. So if you would like to come and fill the gap, if you will, we would love to have you come. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We have worship service at 10:30. And God has been doing some wonderful things. We don't want you to miss out. You need to be in the house of God. So we are talking right now about what happens when God breathes, that he has inspired the scriptures. And so that's what we are talking about. We talked about devotion. Now we're talking about inspiration. A lot of people preach sermons that are motivational, but I want to always try and preach a message that is inspirational. And what I mean by that is I want it to be a word that is fresh from the oven, fresh from the throne, that's got spiritual nutrition value, that it is not just fast food, it is great spiritual food that is going to bring nutrition to our congregation. And so what happens when God breathes? And so we're going to be in Job chapter 37 today. This is a speech that Elihu is giving. And in verse number 1, it says this, at this also my heart trembles and leaps from its place. Hear attentively the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that comes from his mouth. He sends it forth under the whole heavens, his lightning to the ends of the earth. After it, a voice roars. He thunders with his majestic voice. He does not restrain them when his voice is heard. God thunders marvelously with his voice. He does great things which we cannot comprehend, for he says to the snow, fall on the earth, likewise to the gentle rain and the heavy rain of his strength. He seals the hand of every man, that all men may know his work. The beasts go into dens and remain in their lairs. From the chamber of the south comes the whirlwind, and cold from the scattering winds of the north. By the breath of God, ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen. Also with moisture he saturates the thick clouds. He scatters his bright clouds, and they swirl about, being turned by his guidance, that they may do whatever he commands them on the face of the whole earth. He causes it to come, whether for correction or for his land or for mercy. So as we've gone through some of these passages where it talks about God breathing, whether it was in creation or when the word of God was given, when it reveals the foundation of things, and right now we are going to begin to look at what happens atmospherically when God breathes, and that is he changes the atmosphere. There's a synchronicity between God breathing and God speaking. And in other words, unless breath moves across my vocal cords, even though I may be forming the words with my mouth, there would not be any sound coming out, because it is that aspect of breathing. So I don't know if you've ever been in a conversation with someone that they could talk on and on and on, and they could inhale while they were talking and exhale while they were talking, and they could talk so fast that you would never get a word in edgewise, and you wondered how they had developed the skill to be able to communicate like that, because they never take time to have anybody say, interject or add a word. Do you see what I was doing there? God, when he speaks, it is an expulsion of his breath, and it carries a distinct note, not a note that is haphazard or flippant, but it is a word that is going to go forth. It's going to strike its mark, and it's not going to return unto him void. So we see several things here that Elihu mentions in the first few verses. It says, hear attentively the thunder of his voice. Thunder has a way of getting your attention. It lets you know that there is some volatility in the clouds that is approaching or is very nearby. There are a lot of people that when they hear thunder, they automatically start ducking their head and running for cover. But thunder is really just volume. It's noise. James and John, Jesus titled them the sons of thunder. And while thunder can get your attention, lightning is the thing that you really want to avoid. Many times those two things are connected in activity, but sometimes there are people who just make noise. And so I want you to understand that when God speaks, he has a way of getting people's attention. There are a couple of other passages here where it says in verse number 4, after it a voice roars, he thunders with his majestic voice. Majesty is something that many people do not think about. A lot of times we picture that as being some sort of ceremony or ritual or special event that has to do with royalty. And I pray that you remember that you are spiritual royalty as a child of the king. That would make you and I a prince or a princess, depending on if you're a male, that would make you a prince. If you're a female, that would make you a princess of the king. I preached a message for Mother's Day here several years ago, And we did something special for our ladies. We went and we bought them $25 gift cards to a department store. There were a couple of different department stores. And what I had preached was about David's daughter. That David's daughter, up until the time that she was raped by her brother Amnon, that she wore a type of dress that let everyone know that she was a daughter of the king. And after she was sexually assaulted, she no longer wore that robe. Her trauma impacted her so dramatically that she no longer felt like she deserved to wear the garments of the king's daughter. And I shared with the ladies, don't let the trauma, don't let this fallen world that we live in overwhelm the reality that you are the daughter of the Most High God. And I said, what I want you to do with this, I said, this may not be enough to get you a complete, you know, a dress. It may not be able to buy you the dress that you want, but it should be a good start. It should help you out on that journey. And I said, what I want to ask you to do is to buy an outfit that whenever you put it on, it reminds you that you are a daughter of the Lord God Almighty. Majesty, God's voice is a majestic voice. There's a couple of people in my spiritual journey that whenever they would speak, whenever they would read, I would tell them, you have an amazing voice. I would say things like this to them. I could listen to you read the Word of God all day long. I don't think that about my voice. I had a person that I was praying with on a Saturday night. We had a Saturday night prayer meeting, and I happened to be coming down with some sort of cold or flu or something. I don't remember. And the longer the night went, the more my voice was fading. This is long before COVID. This is probably 10 or 15 years ago. And he said, you know, your voice is really getting annoying to listen to. And so I'm going to go ahead and leave. And sure enough, it deteriorated overnight. I didn't even get there to preach the next morning or the night. Somebody filled in for me. But I don't particularly care to listen to my voice. I tell people I have a face for radio. One time I had a person that visited. They visited on a Wednesday night, and they said that they had been listening to the Refresh Radio Pro, or they'd been listening at 8:30 here on WMIE. And then when the Refresh Radio program began to air and they would hear my voice, they said, your voice was very annoying. It wasn't the same as, you know, what we'd listened to before. And I would turn it off, but I kept coming back. And the more that I listened to the words that you had to say, the more your voice wasn't so annoying. And I'm here to ask you, would you pray with me about this situation? And that was the only time that I ever saw them, but was an opportunity to pray with them for God to do a miracle in their life. I want you to know God's voice is not annoying. God speaks, and when he speaks, He speaks majestically. He speaks authoritatively. And he speaks with power. He speaks truth. It goes on. And verse number 5 says, God thunders marvelously with his voice. So there is the still small voice that you can listen to and need to be listening for. But also, when God wants to make his voice known, he can do it with volume. He can do it reflecting his nature as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will do it majestically. And he also has a manner of speaking magnificently or marvelously here, where you're left, wow, that was absolutely incredible. I heard a person tell that they had gone to a Broadway production, and when they left, they felt like they had been to the greatest show that they had ever been to, and it was because of the performance of the one person show. When they found out what it was, they had lowered their expectations. When they were done, they thought that was absolutely marvelous. God knows how to speak. God knows how to breathe on your situation and on my situation. And I pray that you will allow him to breathe on you and to speak into your situation. So there are several passages here in this in these few verses, down verses 1 through 13 of Job 37, that talk about God speaking. In verse number 9, we get, from the chamber of the south comes the whirlwind, and cold from the scattering winds of the north. By the breath of God, ice is given, and the broad waters are frozen. And so we see the correlation there between God speaking and God breathing, that they're intertwined. What I want you to see here is that God says, I'm able to change the atmosphere. He says, when the breath of God is given, the broad waters are frozen. By the breath of God, ice is given. I remember this probably would have been 1996. I had been managing a shoe store that went out of business. The company lost its lease in the area, and I was already pastoring Merit Assembly of God, and I just decided that I was going to pastor full-time. My wife started a job right before my store closed. And a few months after that, a friend of mine, same mall that I was working in, which was the Melbourne Square Mall, contacted me and said, I need somebody for a few months. Do you think that you could help me out? And I said, absolutely. Newsflash, I needed the money. And so I said, there's only two things that I would say. I can't work Sundays and I can't work Wednesdays. And he said, that's not a problem. We'll get that taken care of. And that lasted for a few months. A boss came in and said he either starts working Sundays and Wednesdays or he's going to have to, be let go. And I said, do you want my resignation today or do you want me to give you 2 weeks' notice? And in all honesty, we had started many ministries because I had more time to devote to ministry at that point in time. And I was pretty burned out. And so I decided that I was going to attend a revival that was going on. And I grabbed my three kids. My wife was working. I said, we're going to go see my parents. And on the way, we're going to stop and we're going to attend a service at this revival. To make a long story short, God had spoken to me about the altar time, and I was expecting one thing, something different happened. And I thought, huh, maybe I missed it. And I went over to say goodbye to one of the previous pastors of Merit Assembly of God. He had passed away, but his wife, his widow, was attending that church. And so I went over to say goodbye to her, dear precious lady, still alive today. And I went over to say goodbye to her, and the pastor turned me around and said, "Pastor, tell me about your church." And I told him a little bit about Merit Assembly of God, and he prayed this prayer. He said, "God, breathe on Merit Assembly of God. God, breathe on Merit Assembly of God." And I want you to know that when he did that, it changed the atmosphere of my spiritual life to where I was no longer burnt out, I was refreshed. Here, the atmosphere is changed in Job 37 because it is transformed from being a warm environment to being an icy environment. It could go the other direction. It can go from a cold environment to a warm environment. The truth of the matter is, no matter where you are in your journey, God is the one who can change the climate or the atmosphere in which you are living. A little bit after that, that same person who had prayed, "God, breathe on Merit Assembly of God," was hosting a minister's meeting over in the Orlando area. My wife was working the graveyard shift, and it was having a detrimental effect on her physically and a detrimental effect on her spiritually. And so I said, we're going to go. And she said, "Okay, I'll go, but I'm sitting on the back row." I said, "Okay." The altar came, and the altar call came, and nobody moved. And so I grabbed her by the hand and I said, "We're going to the altar." And all of a sudden, the atmosphere in the room changed. The atmosphere in her life changed, my life changed, and the atmosphere at Merit Assembly of God changed. I want to share this with you today because I can't control whether it rains or not. That's not my job. But I can control the spiritual atmosphere in my personal life. I can control the spiritual atmosphere in my family. I can control the spiritual atmosphere of my experience at church if I will just yield and submit to God and say, "God, would you breathe into my life a breath of refreshing that will make the atmosphere exactly what you want it to be." And so if you're here today, I'm not here to propose a self-help solution to you. What I'm here is to tell you there's a God-help solution, and that is for God the Holy Spirit to breathe into your heart and into your life. You see, when he breathes thunderously, he breathes majestically, he breathes magnificently or marvelously, and he can breathe in such a way that all of the clutter and the dust is removed, and all of a sudden you can see things from a God perspective that you were only seeing before from a human perspective. Let God breathe into your situation. If you will allow him to change the atmosphere in your heart, it will change the atmosphere in your marriage. If the atmosphere in your marriage changes, the atmosphere of your home will change. The atmosphere at your workplace will change. And God knows we need him to breathe the breath of life into our churches. Without him, we can do nothing. Verse number 13 says, he causes it to come whether for correction or for his land or for his mercy. If God breathes into your situation and changes the atmosphere, it might be correction. It may just be because of the inheritance that he has promised to you, or it could just be that God is being merciful to you and you're not getting what you do deserve and you're getting something that you don't deserve. I can tell you when that pastor prayed, God breathed on Merit Assembly of God, this pastor was changed. We went into a marvelous, marvelous season. I remember that as those next few months as being some of the most glorious encounters with God that I've had in my entire life. And it wasn't because necessarily attendance changed or finances changed or anything like that. It was simply because there was a brother that prayed, God breathe on that church. And the pastor said, God breathe on this church. I want to pray for you today. It won't be a long prayer. You may be listening and work is challenging. You may be facing relational dynamics at home. You might be facing financial problems. There may be problems too numerous for you to detail. But God, with one breath, can change you, not just for a season. He can change the atmosphere for you on a permanent basis. God, I pray that right now that the Lord Jesus Christ would come and fill to overflowing every man, every woman, every child. Fill them with faith. Fill them with the glory of God. Fill them with the word of truth. Fill them with your love. And God, would you breathe on us today? Breathe on me. Breathe on Merit Assembly of God. Breathe on this radio program. Holy Spirit, would you breathe on those who are listening? God, would you breathe on your church and change the atmosphere so there's an atmosphere of salvation, an atmosphere of healing, and an atmosphere of faith in all the churches here in Brevard County. God bless you. You have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
But now